One day, Henny Penny was picking up corn in the rickey yard when, whack! An acorn hit her upon the head. "Goodness gracious me!" said Henny Penny. "The sky's a-going to fall. I must go and tell the king." So she went along, and she went along, and she went along, till she met Cocky Locky. "Where are you going, Henny Penny?" said Cocky Locky. "Oh, I'm going to tell the king the sky's a-falling," says Henny Penny. "May I come with you?" says Cocky Locky. "Certainly," says Henny Penny. So Henny Penny and Cocky Locky went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Ducky Daddles. "Where are you going to, Henny Penny and Cocky Locky?" says Ducky Daddles. "Oh, we're going to tell the king the sky's a-falling," said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky. "May I come with you?" says Ducky Daddles. "Certainly," said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Goosey Boosey. "Where are you going to, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles?" said Goosey Boosey. "Oh, we're going to tell the king the sky's a-falling," said Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles. "May I come with you?" said Goosey Boosey. "Certainly," said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met a turkey lurkey. "Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey?" said Turkey Lurkey. "Oh, we're going to tell the king the sky's a-falling," said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey. "May I come with you, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey?" said Turkey Lurkey. "Oh, certainly, Turkey Lurkey," said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Foxy Woxy. And Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey, "Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey?" And Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey said to Foxy Woxy, "We're going to tell the king the sky's a-falling." "Oh, but this is not the way to the king, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey," says Foxy Woxy. "I know the proper way. Shall I show it to you?" "Oh, certainly, Foxy Woxy," said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, Turkey Lurkey, and Foxy Woxy all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, until they came to a narrow, dark hole. Now, this was the door of Foxy Woxy's burrow. But Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey, "This is the shortcut to the king's palace. You'll soon get there if you follow me. I will go first, and you come after, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey? Why, of course, certainly, without a doubt, why not? Said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Boxy Woxy went into his burrow, and he didn't go very far, but turned round to wait for Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Now Turkey Lurkey was the first to go through the dark hole into the burrow. He hadn't gone far when humph! Foxy Woxy snapped off Turkey Lurkey's head and threw his body over his left shoulder. Then Goosey Poosey went in and humph! Off went her head, and Goosey Poosey was thrown beside Turkey Lurkey. Then Ducky Daddles waddled down and humph! Foxy Woxy had snapped off Ducky Daddles' head, and Ducky Daddles was thrown alongside Turkey Lurkey and Goosey Poosey. Then Cocky Locky strutted down into the burrow, and he hadn't gone far when humph! But Cocky Locky will always crow whether you want him to do so or not. And so he had just time for one cock-a-doodle-doo before he went to join Turkey Lurkey, Goosey Poosey, and Ducky Daddles over Foxy Wox's shoulders. Now, when Henny Penny, who had just gone into the dark burrow, heard Cocky Locky crow, she said to herself, "My goodness, it must be dawn. Time for me to lay my egg." So she turned round and bustled off to her nest. So she escaped. But she never told the king the sky was falling.